This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil to clubs in Miami to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You listen to Real Fat on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Check out the website, therealside.com. You're going to watch retired General Paul Vallely is going to join me. And I want you to, not right now, but I want you to check out the website when he's going to be on, because he's going to give us a report of what's really going on over in Iran. I've been getting information from him, oh, God, for years now, but even as of late. And everything he has told me has come true. And I don't want to spill the beans on anything. You're going to have to check out the website, find out when we're going to have him on. Got a lot of crazy stuff going on in the news. And especially, you know, coming into the new year, this is great. Because everybody has got their opinion on what we should be doing in Iran. What we should be doing overseas, how we should handle it, and what have you. Now, a lot of these people who are outspoken about this were never outspoken about this when Mr. Oblomo was in office. That was a whole different animal. He could get away with anything. Nobody really cared. It's always amazing to me. It's always been amazing to me how easy it is for these people to forget, you know, what they used to stand for. And what they'll say to you is, you can't do that. You can't bring him into this. Well, why can't I? You brought him into it. You made him part of it. Why can't I do the same thing? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're gonna bring in something that should make Joe Biden like nuts. You know, and it's hilarious how selective recall works with these people. Because they really only see everything we do wrong is a problem. You know, and Joe Biden, you hear the left to stick up for him as being one of the most upright guys there is. But Tom Brokaw, think about this. Tom Brokaw. Remember Tom Brokaw? He's still around. But he has decided that maybe Joe wasn't so upright. Maybe Joe wasn't really telling us the truth at times. And he had a problem with something with Uncle Joe was doing. Let me see if I can get this in. Let me play a quick clip here.
Son being hired right out of law school by a big company here in Delaware that is in the credit card business, MBNA. He got about $100,000 a year, as I recall.
Now, MBNA is one of the biggest credit card facilitators on the planet. All right? And Joe Biden's son, straight out of college, into law school, gets the contract. Help me understand. No experience whatsoever. Absolutely none. Would love to know where he graduated into class.
You received $214,000 in campaign contributions from the company and from its employees.
What's that got to do with anything? You know, hey, MBNA just said, hey, look, we're supporting Joe Biden. We hope you would, too, because remember, Joe's brought us a lot of money. Right? I mean, think about this. Remember, what was his name? Harry Reid out of Nevada? And they used to bring buses to the casinos. And they used to bus people to polling joints. And Harry was the one that helped with all of that. Why? Because Harry had total control over their gambling. Right? The rules there, the regulations or what have you. He was a very powerful man. The unions loved him. I guess until he did something, he must have did something wrong. Because they beat the crud out of him and he blamed it on some bike or something. I don't know.
At the same time, you were fighting for a bankruptcy bill that MBNA really wanted to get passed to the Senate, making it much tougher for everyone to file bankruptcy. Senator Obama was opposed to the bill. Among other things, you couldn't, in fact, claim that you had a problem because of big medical bills. You voted against an amendment that would call for a warning on predatory lending. You also called for, you opposed.
Now, think about that. He was not willing to help. And who is predatory lending usually aimed at, right? Minorities. People in the lower socioeconomic rung. They're the ones that they aim these things at. Right? They give credit cards with $1,000 limits to people who can't even pay $500 a month in rent. And Joe was against, you know, helping these people move through bankruptcy.
Those efforts to strengthen the protection of people in bankruptcy. This has been an issue that you've heard about before. Your son was working for the company at the same time. In retrospect, wasn't it inappropriate for someone like you, in the middle of all this, to have your son collecting money from this big credit card company while you were on the floor protecting its interests?
Absolutely not. My son graduated from Yale Law School. The starting salary in Wall Street is $140,000 a year if he went to a lawyer. Options he had. He came home to work for a bank. Surprise, surprise.
But Biden and his son are stone cold crooked, and you know it.
China should start an investigation into the Bidens, because what happened to China is just about as bad as what happened with Ukraine. So I would say that President Zelensky, if it were me, I would recommend that they start an investigation into the Bidens, because nobody has any doubt that they weren't crooked. That was a crooked deal, 100%.
You know, think about this. Right? Any one of these things in and of itself, if Trump or Trump's family had done it would be all over the place. It would be another impeachable offense. And yet, Biden's get away with this. Not a problem. Not an issue. Not a problem. Not even a minor irritant. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Hey, I think exception to that. Coming to your house, listening to Real Sign on TCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation, be part of the solution, as I love to say. Anybody can just sit there and yell at and, you know, have a beef with whatever the commentator's saying or what have you. But the reality is, when do you actually get involved? When do you actually get engaged? When are you actually going to make a difference? How's that? To put it bluntly. And hopefully you will. 855-REAL-JOE, 5563. And I do appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. You know, I was talking earlier about all these, you know, these nuts, these celebrity nuts and such. It's just craziness. But University of New Hampshire physics professor Chandra Prescott-Weinstein, she took to Twitter on New Year's Eve to explain why anti-Semitism is exclusively a white problem. And why it's an inappropriate to discuss anti-Semitic acts committed by black people. Prescott and Weinstein began her tweet storm by explaining that it is anti-black and dangerous both to non-Jewish black people and to Jews to consider violent acts against Jews by black people equivalent to white anti-Semitism. So what she's saying, because you know, she's a professor, I would imagine she knows what she's saying. If a black person commits a violent act against a Jew, it is not because of anti-Semitism. Is it just because they're hateful, mean people? I mean, the black people? What other reason would there be behind it? They mentally deranged? Why did somebody walk up and start pounding on a Jew? Is it because it was a white person, so it's okay? If Sammy Davis Jr. was alive, I'm sure he'd take exception to them. Anti-Semitism in the United States, historically, is a white Christian problem. Whoa, really? You know, it's funny how they are quick to attribute everything in the KKK to Christianity, but not to Democrats who started the group. Right? Who started the hate group. And interesting, it was white Christian Democrats in the South that started the KKK to keep the black people down. And somehow, that's a Republican problem. A white, conservative, Christian Republicans. Right? Planned Parenthood, whose whole goal when they started by Margaret Sanger, a white woman, who was consistently invited to the KKK to speak, who openly said that she was looking to eradicate, she was looking to get rid of the dregs and the undesirables of society known as black people. And for those of you who think you're educated, they were not called African American at the time. Don't know what to tell you. And yet, people like Mrs. Clinton are more than happy to accept the Margaret Sanger Award, the wipe out as much of the black community as humanly possible award. It's just amazing how hypocritical or ignorant they are. I don't know which. You choose. Anti-Semitism in the United States historically is a white Christian problem. And if any black people have developed anti-Semitic views, it's under the influence of whites. See, the party of non-responsibility screams again. So it isn't, their actions aren't because of them. This is what's happening more and more. And if you black community, if you don't see this, I don't know what to tell you. But they are making more and more and more and more excuses for you. See, if you're in jail, it's not your fault. It's not the fact that you killed somebody, you hurt somebody, you robbed a store. It's because you grew up in a bad neighborhood. You're surrounded by bad people. You were influenced to do the wrong thing. If a white person grows up exactly the same way, they get to go to jail. Because that's not an excuse for them. Doesn't that make you feel, I mean, look, they're saying you don't have an ability to overcome. You don't think that's racist? They're saying you're easily yanked around by your environment. Do you don't think that's racist? I mean, I don't know how you allow this to happen, because all it does is teach your kids. It makes you feel, and it teaches your kids, that they're nothing but victims. It's all about being a victim. The professor goes on to explain, poorly by the way, white Jews adopted whiteness as a social norm and harmed black people in the process. Some black people have problematically blamed Jewishness for it. I don't even know what that means. There's no systemic black on Jewish violence. The professor clarified before insisting that putting more police and people with guns outside of the synagogues may make white Jews feel safer, but will endanger Jews of color, specifically black Jews or Middle Eastern Jews. Come on. She must have wrote this after a couple of hits off the crack pipe and a little bit too much wine, don't you think? Who is buying this? Prescott Weinstein continued her thread by proclaiming that reifying? What the hell is that? Reifying the Zionist project in Palestine will not lead to long-term safety for Jews, especially Palestinian Jews, and anyone else who isn't white. Oh, God. See, it's these people that are stuck. We're not stuck on color. They're stuck on color. Everything comes back to color. It's either color or gender for these people. Come on, think about it. Nothing ever happens because it happens. Nothing ever happens because somebody just didn't do the right thing. She goes on to blame the violent attacks against Jewish people on incarceration, in that it's responsive, that begets violence. It actively endangers, and because prisons are a hotbed of white supremacist gang recruitment, she has obviously never been to a prison. Okay? I mean, people we know in missions that go into the jails, people, you know, other people that I know that have been in jail, I got news for you. It's the blacks and the Hispanics that run the jails, not the white folks. Really that simple. So if you think it's white supremacy that's holding the gangs in prison down, you are wrong. Matter of fact, I'll go one step further, Professor. You're brain dead. This whole piece is about white people bad. White people bad. No matter what happens in the black and Hispanic community, white people bad. She then invokes President Donald Trump's name by calling him the anti-Semite in chief. Yet, her beloved Lord and Savior, Oblamo, hated the Jews, hated Israel. Well, he hated America, but that's beside the point. He hated Israel. Didn't want to deal. Even Netanyahu and others in the cabinet said the worst, one of the worst relationships they ever had with a president of these United States was with Barack Oblamo. Joe Mazzini, your host. More on this after the break. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up. You're listening to Real Side. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon at gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump said he ordered the killing of a top Iranian general to stop a war, not to start one. But in the tense aftermath, the Pentagon braced for realization by sending more troops to the Middle East. Democrats complained that Trump had not consulted Congress, and some worried the strike made war more likely. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo argued the U.S. case with allies in the Middle East and beyond, asserting that the drone strike killing General Qasem Soleimani was a necessary act of self-defense. He asserted that Soleimani was plotting a series of attacks that endangered many American troops across the Middle East. In brief remarks to the nation, Trump said the Iranian general had been plotting imminent and sinister attacks. The U.S. has about 5,200 troops in Iraq, mostly to train and advise Iraqi forces. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Feel the rhythm now. You should be singing together, you and me. All night, holding hands and moving on. You should be singing together.
We are back.
Come on, baby.
Joe Mateo, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, part of the solution, part of the process to fix it all. You can't just do it on your own. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Seriously. Very much so. Now, back at it. We're talking about a professor at the University of New Hampshire, who decided that blacks just can't be anti-Semites, and because they've been influenced by whites. Not only can they not be anti-Semites, but they can't be, I guess, they can't be racist. They can't be anti-Semites. You can't hold them to being anti-Semitic, even if they are beating on Jews. So, it's just amazing to me. But when she invokes President Donald Trump, calling him an anti-Semite chief, it's hilarious. Because the Jews of today, the Israel of today, says he has been the best friend of Israel that has been in decades. That's number one. The man has Jewish grandkids. And last I checked, they're with him a lot. Right? So, again, for them to say that black people can't be anti-Semitic and can't be racist is a flat-out lie that they're trying to shove down young people's throats. And to call President Trump a racist, she's just falling into the uneducated, uninformed, ignorant world that she knows as being a Democrat, as being a far-left Democrat. She says, but you know what? If you're demanding that black leaders make a particular point of speaking about anti-Semitism, you're probably a garden variety racist yourself. How is she a professor? That is not an open-minded conversation. She concludes by warning that discussions around black anti-Semitism are distracting, right? They take people away from the real fight against white supremacy. These are all buzzwords that the left has learned during the years of Obama that they can use and they can get away with. They've indoctrinated these kids into believing this, which I think is really, really funny to show you how weak-minded a group, a generation of kids that we've brought up. Now, it might feel good in the short term, but what in the long term, she asks? What does it really do? After getting a whole bunch of heat on this, The professor took down her Twitter feed and made it private. She hasn't responded to anybody from the media for comments. It's just amazing to me. But I remember talking about, probably close to a year ago, but talking to Corey about this. And how crazy this gets after a while. Out of control crazy. All right, what else is there? I had a really good one I want to discuss. I still have it. I'm sure I still... Oh, this one here. This was great. I can't even imagine. You know, there was an ad put up recently for a nanny, for her 18-year-old college student. Now, the ad was great. Because the nanny, the mother was looking for a nanny for an 18-year-old college student who was going to school in England. All right? And it was unbelievable the way she wrote this ad. And it was an inquiry for part-time help. It was posted to Indeed earlier this week. And the request has been mocked all over the place on social media. If I was the girl, I'd be embarrassed. According to news agency Southwest News Service, a concerned parent is seeking someone to help cook and clean at their daughter's lovely apartment while the young woman, a first-year law undergraduate at the University of Leeds in West Yorkshire, she has a very intense academic curriculum that she has to deal with. Now, the parent says she already has a driver who can pick up groceries and drive her around, but someone to ensure that she eats well and she lives without the stress of laundry, cleaning, or doing any other stuff is what the mom's looking for. This applicant does not need to be a gourmet chef, simply someone who can ensure that my daughter eats 3 healthy meals a day and the fridge is always full of healthy snacks and juices. She's a Canadian, and she needs someone to cook and clean. What, Canadians don't know how to cook and clean? Is that what she's saying here? She's a Canadian. She needs someone to cook and clean for her, lives in a two-bedroom apartment in Leeds City Center. It has a full kitchen. It's a lovely apartment, the mom says. The family is also looking for someone with at least 1 year of babysitting experience for a part-time position. The posting was mercilessly mocked on Twitter, with one commenter declaring that rich people are actually mentally deranged. Half her classmates will be working 2 jobs to survive. Another argued what is this? A lot of kids, a lot of young people do work 2 and 3 jobs to make it through college. I mean, she can't look after herself. She can't take 1 day a week and do what a lot of college kids do. I mean, some of them cook or get foods ready to last for 3 or 4 days of the week. That's how you learn to be self-sufficient. That's how you learn how to take care of yourself. I mean, it's right in the ad. Let me read the ad to you quickly. Nanny required to cook and clean for my 18-year-old daughter who's going to the University of Leeds in a demanding first-year program. She doesn't drive her to pick up groceries, drive her around, but someone to ensure that she eats well, lives without the stress of laundry cleaning, as her study schedule is very intense. This applicant does not need to be a gourmet chef. Simply someone who can ensure my daughter eats 3 healthy meals a day, and the fridge is always full of healthy snacks. She's Canadian. She needs someone to cook and clean for her and lives in a 2-bedroom apartment in Leeds City. Now, the hour requirement and rate can and will be tailored to the appropriate candidate, but the job is considered part-time. God. My daughter called me and said, hey, I got a heavy schedule. I'm going to need some help here. I'd say, well, cut the schedule. More open-minded users, meanwhile, were intrigued by the cushy gig. They went on to say, wait, you get to live in a city in the center apartment? And all you have to do is load a Canadian lass up with the sausage rolls and wave a pledge duster around the place. Oh, that's easy. You know, I'm just sorry. I look at this stuff, and you know, we talk about this, we make fun of this on the show all the time. When do you start allowing your children to be children? When do you start teaching your children to take care of themselves? To be self-sufficient? To put up with anxiety, pain, irritation. We'll hit the phones. Oh, no. Matter of fact, I'll take it now. All right. Nancy from California. You want to talk about anti-Semitism. Are you black? You there?
Wow, she probably should have been sterilized before she ever had that baby because she is not a parent. Okay? This is a lot of the problem. If I was really going to go for it, I would say that everybody should have a psychological test before they're allowed to become parents. But that's another story.
They should be given a license, for sure.
Yeah, they should have to go through what we have to go through to get a firearm.
There you
that's
go.
That's probably a damn good idea.
Kids, I'm telling you what, kids can be much more dangerous. I agree. I do agree.
You got it. But back to the anti-Semitism thing, you know, when that machete attack happened in the state of New York, there was a former New York assemblyman by the name of Dov Hikind, H-I-K-I-N-D, and I'm spelling it because people, if they did not see the interviews with him on Fox, they need to go back and research it on the Internet, because right after that, the Texas church shooting happened, which, yeah, I kind of, in my little conspiracy mind, look at it as a false flag to get the attention off of what Dov Hikind was saying.
What was he saying?
He was coming out. He was a Democrat, and he's coming out and saying the Democrat Party is accepting anti-Semitism now.
Interesting.
And if you saw the interviews with him that next day, he did quite a few different Fox shows, and he was coming right out and nailing it on the head, saying the Democrat Party has been a lot of the problem on this. And like you said, Trump has Jewish grandchildren, his daughter. Right.
We got to go for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'll bring Nancy back right after the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back, permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Some people did something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
We are back. Trump Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. There was a beauty about that opening is that she would be fine with you losing your civil liberties. For real. She would care. Omar wouldn't care if we lost our civil liberties. Right? Does it make a difference for her? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. As I like to say, being part of the solution as well. You got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You have to get informed. It's the only way we win. If you keep walking around ignorant and not really wanting an answer, not really wanting to know, then we'll lose, and we're going to keep losing. And I'm going to blame you. You know, I tell people all the time, they don't want to run for office, fine, help somebody run. Right? You don't know who to choose. Do not help your friend run because they're your friend. Make sure they have a clue. Right? You guys get us in so much trouble when you do that. Make sure they have a clue. Anyway, let me get it back on. Nancy from California joins us. We're talking about anti-Semitism, and again, the story I did about black people not being able to be anti-Semitic. Now, I have black guests on the show on a regular basis. They don't agree with her. And she's a white professor that only knows white supremacy. That's according to her. Nancy, thanks for joining me.
Some people did something all right. You know, the state motto of New Hampshire is live free or die, which I find quite conflicting with what this professor was saying. Now, she had stated, and I think you said this on previously, anti-Semitism in the United States historically is a white Christian problem. And if any black people have developed anti-Semitic views, it is under the influence of white Gentiles. Okay, I've got black friends that will go ballistic over that statement because you know what? She's putting down blacks as not being able to think for themselves as well. And I am one of those people who do both. I still have my Hanukkah lit right now, even though Hanukkah ended on Sunday, because it was a rededication of the temple. What this woman is trying to do is to divide everybody, blacks against whites, Jews against Christians, and a nation divided falls. I don't understand how people cannot understand and see what is going on right now.
I agree with you. You know I do. I mean, I agree with you. I think that we can't let them get away with this. We have to call them out on it on a regular basis. And again, I'm going to do exactly what she said not to do. I'm going to call my black friends to do that. You need to look at people like her and go, what are you talking about? We can be just as racist. We can be just as anti-Semitic as any white folk, brown folk, or whatever other kind of folk. You know, and seriously, let's not allow them to set the narrative, and then we fall in line with it, or we're afraid to push back. That's just crazy going somewhere to happen. Don't you agree?
And that is the problem, because people are afraid, I think, to speak up in fear of being called a racist, in fear of being called whatever. You know what? My mom taught me sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. They can call me anything I want. If I'm going to be true to myself, then I have to speak what I believe to be the truth, and yes, I'm ready to take the consequences. You have to be ready to take that, because the minute that we bow down before somebody else other than God is the minute we lose everything, and the minute we lose our strength, they see. Unfortunately, it's just like the terrorists. They see.
Oh yeah.
They see kindness as weakness.
Oh yeah.
Okay. And like I said when I wrote on the thing, Parabellum, you know, if you want peace, prepare for war. George Washington also said that in a different way. Because that's what we have to do. We have to be strong, bring through peace, just like Ronald Reagan said. And I didn't agree with everything he did either. Because I'm pretty much an independent when it comes to everything. But we have to follow what the truth is.
We do. All right, Nancy, I appreciate your call. I appreciate you listening to the show, and you have a great and safe weekend, rest of the weekend.
You too, Joe. Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
So, you know, again, she's right. I've been telling you this forever. I don't know if you're doing it. I don't follow you around to find out. You cannot let them get away with this. You cannot let them get away with, you know, they're calling the shots. They're telling you. They're setting the narrative. Don't let them do it. And part of this is hilarious because, you know, recently, you want to talk about some global hypocrisy here? There were thousands, and I mean thousands of scientists that, climate scientists all went to a place. They had to get on a plane to get to that place, to get their, I don't know, what is it, their global conference. And every one of them had to take a plane to get there. So if they're so concerned about this, what was the problem? They couldn't find other ways to make it happen? They couldn't plan it out better? Right? Why come to the west part of the country or the western part of California? With today's technology, they could have had 20 places across the globe, and every one of them could have been fed by, I don't know, Skype. So the latest example of this is that 25,000 scientists spewed 30,000 tons of CO2 in a single weekend when they traveled to a global warming conference. What was the conference about? What was it specifically about? What did it focus on? CO2 emissions. Peter Kalman is a climate researcher with NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratories. He highlighted this hypocrisy in an opinion piece that he wrote in The Guardian. Now, Kellum has pointed out that when thousands of Earth, Sun, and planetary scientists flew to New Orleans to attend an American Geophysical Union annual meeting at the beginning of December, they undermined their own credibility. You know, these guys are screaming that we have to do everything that we can do to stop emitting CO2, and then they go out of their way to blow out as much as they can. How do you take them serious? You know, I used to joke about this when I told these stories before. It's like your dad or your mom or your uncle. They catch you smoking as a kid. They got nicotine-stained fingers, right? They got a cigarette in their hand, and they're looking at you going, do you know how bad smoking is for you? Don't let me catch you smoking again. Don't let me. And you're looking at them thinking, even as a teenager, I'm thinking you're an idiot. How can you sit there and tell me not to smoke? You're telling me how bad it is for you. You must be a moron. Why would I listen to a moron? In becoming scientists, we didn't sign up to burn less fossil fuel or become activists. But in the case of Earth science, we have front row seats to an unfolding catastrophic event. Because of this, the public takes our temperature. If the experts don't seem worried, how bad can it be? Said one scientist. Gotta love it. At this point, while scientific experts seem to determine to terrify the public with tales of impending doom, they've been doing it since the late 60s, early 70s. Just go over to therealside.com, right? Hit the search button. Go ahead and search for climate change, climate warming, climate whatever, doom and gloom. You'll find it. I did a whole story and broke down how many of the predictions they made that never happened. Now, if you're a biblical scholar, what happened when a prediction didn't come true? You got to stone the predictor, right? And I'm not talking about with a joint either. I'm talking about with a rock. If you were convinced that someone was slipping arsenic into your tea and slowly poisoning you, you wouldn't just run around telling everybody that you were being poisoned, but keep drinking the tea, would you? You take some measures. You do something to change it. I mean, it's the same thing with Al Gore running all around the place, talking to you about what you have to do to stop emitting so much crud into the air. I'm sorry, what's he doing? I mean, his house, his plane, his cars. He's emitting all kinds of CO2. He's breaking his own rules. And the funny thing about it is you can really check it. Climate change activists are among the worst culprits in the world when it comes to CO2 emissions. Where they fly to, how they get there. Even the stars. Remember, we did that story. I wish I could find it about 6 or 7 months ago. We did a story on how they had all these boats, all these jets. Now, a lot of them come out of California. They couldn't fly together. Right? As a matter of fact, why not? Maybe you couldn't fly together, but heck, take the same plane. Or the same two planes or three planes. There were 21 jets on this particular island. I don't know, maybe they were on Epstein's Island and they didn't want to share, but they did want to share. I don't know, whatever. Global warming propaganda is becoming so, it's just all over the place. Really, it's like horse manure on a ranch. It's everywhere. You can't get away from it, but they can't, you know, they don't want to prove anything. They want you to believe them simply because they're the scientists, they're smart. Like that professor we talked about a little while ago from New Hampshire. The white professor knows about white supremacy and knows that blacks can't be anti-Semitic towards white Jews. I'm just so confused. If I drank, I'd drink like crazy. Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day and enjoy your weekend.